Hello, and welcome to the Daily Soundbite. I'm podcast editor Samantha Slade, and this week we focus on some startups created by UW students and alumni. We'll talk to Dalton Day about CardSwapper, a new app which facilitates the trade of unwanted gift cards. And Vuong Nguyen will tell us about DealTap, an app that allows users to find the best deals for some of Seattle's many restaurants, cafes, and entertainment venues. And then we will hear from reporter Jing about Emergence, a game of teamwork and deception, a board game created by UW alumni. All to come on the Daily Soundbite. Dalton Day is here to tell us about CardSwapper.
So the app is called CardSwapper, and essentially it allows a user to buy or sell a gift card on their app. But the important bit is that the app allows you to exchange gift cards that you currently possess that you're unable to use.
The app was created by UW students.
The students would be Samuel Tanner, Brian Gula, and Peter Kekemet. I might have pronounced that last bit a little bit wrong. I apologize if I did. The idea originated from, I believe it was Samuel. He was talking to his buddy Brian during their freshman year at the University of Washington. And Sam has a habit of recording any ideas that he has throughout the day in a notebook. He said that sometimes he can write down upwards of 100 different just little ideas for potential companies in his notebook, or just different business ideas in general. And one of these happened to be an idea for an app that would allow you to do essentially what CardSwapper does.
The market for this service is fairly large, with every year roughly $130 billion being spent on gift cards, and more than $44 billion not being used since 2008.
The market is actually pretty substantial. There's a few different statistics that you can find online that offer different numbers, but essentially there's upwards of $100 in per household in every American home in unused gift cards.
CardSwapper aims to sidestep the credit card fraud issues often found on other similar gift card-related apps, like CardPool.
So essentially what happens currently is if you're using something like CardPool, you steal a credit card and then you buy up a bunch of gift cards at any store, and then you sell those on CardPool, right? But this essentially, that's made possible because there's a long waiting period in between the time that you would buy a card on CardPool and the time that you would receive it. So in that time, credit card companies are able to cancel the charges that were bought on the faulty card. And then essentially whoever bought the cards on CardPool are out of luck. So this allows you to not work with a third party, but instead directly sell your gift card to another party. Essentially, there's no middleman.
The creators are also working on a feature for the app called Smart Cards, which they hope will make the gift card market more accessible for small businesses.
Smart Cards are essentially gift cards for small businesses that currently don't have access to that market. And the great part about Smart Cards is that it allows these small businesses to promote themselves directly to consumers. Gift cards would be run through CardSwapper, right? And then if a consumer has purchased a gift card from these small businesses, the individual small business is able to directly promote deals and discounts, you know, et cetera, directly to the consumer.
As UW students, the app's founders utilized several campus resources in getting their app to market.
So they've been involved in a few different programs at the University of Washington, one being the Jones Foster program, which I believe it runs annually, allows different startups to meet specific deadlines that Jones Foster has given them. And if they meet those deadlines, then they qualify for up to $25,000, I believe, in startup funds. When you're a part of the Foster School of Business, there's different services that you can take advantage of that matches you up with mentors who have experience in running a startup, and they can just give you the lay down of different pitfalls that you can avoid and different ways that you can raise money. So essentially there's just a lot of different services that the UW provides. In addition to that, I believe there's an entire floor on Condon Hall, which provides essentially like little pods, I believe is what they're called, that are essentially spaces in which startups can exist within, so that that allows you to not have to purchase or rent out property in order to, you know, have a location to run your business. So essentially what they advised students to do who are interested in starting their own company is to build the technology themselves, if those students are involved in some kind of application like these guys are. They initially, when they were starting the company, they had to deal with a company who gave them a lot of startup funds, but in exchange they were going to they would have to outsource the technology that was involved in the coding of the actual app and that was involved in the security involved with the app. And so they were looking at giving up a good chunk of their potential profits in exchange for these services, but they instead elected to just build all the technology themselves. So it's rigorous work, but it pays dividends in the end. What really struck me about these guys is they have just a lot of tenacity, and they don't really mind failure too much. They in our interview, they mentioned three or four major setbacks that they had, and they even said that they came close a few times to just shutting down their computers and walking out of the startup. But they like I said, they just have a lot of tenacity that I found to be personally inspiring.
Next on Soundbite, Anne Vuong Nguyen explains DealTap.
Its name is DealTap, and what it does is that the users can claim free stuff from the restaurant, and the restaurants can just post like deals on it. And then we as users can just claim it and go straight to a restaurant and then get the free stuff that we claimed. It was founded by Miles Hubbard and David Gartner. And Miles is a UW alumnus, and David is from Arizona State University.
As Seattle natives, the founders hope the app will allow for a more streamlined way of connecting with local businesses.
I think the fact that they're all from Seattle and they want to give back to the community, they want to explore the Seattle city themselves, and that's like the motivation to create the app, which is really unique. They're not in here just because they're not in here just because they want to start a business or get a names out there or to profit or anything. Right now, they're just helping the community and everyone involved in it. Small businesses might not have the revenue to have big marketing plans or like advertisements on like big newspapers or, you know, be out there as fast as they want to. And this app can bring customers to their restaurant. And then I guess it's creating a community for local businesses, so that they kind of stand out from the other businesses. Seattle is a very fun place to explore. It has a lot of cool restaurants, for example, but not everyone know about it. So they wanted to target Seattle first, and because they are all from Seattle, and then they'll expand it later to other areas. The motivation for the app was that there was no such same app before. I guess there are many other deal apps that were on the market, but they were all pretty hard to use. And then they figured out, oh, they can do this, then why not, you know, get started? And then they started seeing results, and then they started wanting to do more and work more on it, I guess. So for example, Groupon might be a little bit different, because it's a big corporation and they may charge different fees, and it might be hard to just sign up and then use it right away. You have to go through like a period of time for the Groupon to check on you. And then you also have to pay like commission fee for Groupon, for example. But for this app, it's totally free. You can do whatever you want. You have the freedom.
Hubbard and Gardner, the founders of DealTap, have been best friends since they were 5. Their current team, which now includes James Hoover and Ty Bouchon, has an interesting no-hierarchy dynamic.
So they're all friends, and it's a small group, you know. So it's easier to talk, and they're pretty chill. They're all here because they wanted to give back to the community, not because it's like a business, you know. So it gives the team a little bit of the chill and kind of relaxed. One of the biggest advice was that you should be okay to take criticism and not feel down when people say, oh, you know, your app is lacking something, because that would be one of the best way to get better and improve. And also, don't give up, just do it. If you have an idea, then just go ahead and do it and start what you have in your mind.
Last, Jing tells us about a new board game called Emergence, a game of teamwork and deception created by UW alumni.
The board game is called Emergence. So it was created by a group of UW alumni. It was set in a future world in which artificial intelligence dominates the world and humans are at the brink of extinction. It's actually a quite complicated game, so I spent a lot of time trying to understand every aspect of the game, but didn't quite understand. But I would say the game was the combined effort of, say, deception, because, you know, AIs don't know who their teammates are, but humans know who their teammates are, so they are going to decept the DIA players to just confuse them about who is who. And collaboration, teamwork, and, say, like, intelligence.
The founders of the game have known each other for a fairly long time.
They were, like, you know, high school friends. So most of them met each other about, like, 11 years ago, I think, 2005. And about 5 of them, so the team was composed of 17 people. So 12 of them met each other 11 years ago, and 5 of them met each other at the UW. So after they graduated, like 3 years ago, 2013, so they came back, gathered again, came back to the Washington State, because some of them went to California, like for USC, one of the chief designer went USC for his degree, and another guy went to Georgetown, but eventually they went back to Washington State just post-graduation, and then they got really bored at spending the weekend, so first began playing basketball. Then when the winter just hit their schedule, they couldn't come out because of the weather. They stayed in a board game house and just played board games. When they played many games, they got the idea how those games work.
The Emergence team used the crowdfunding website Kickstarter to finance the project.
So it's a website primarily hosting all those creative projects. So they need funds, and they posted their projects on the website. Some of them got substantially more funding than they had expected. Originally, they asked for $10,000 for the Kickstarter. I think the time period was like 1 month, but they finished the goal within 24 hours, nearly 24 hours. So in 1 month's time, they got 93,000, which was 9 times of their original goal. It will be released September this year, so they still have approximately 4 months to just figure out every detail of the game. So they have to modify it now and then, and they have to figure out some other, like, shipping stuff, how to ship to other places of the world, and how to ship, because their games are made in China, so they have to ship the games from China to everywhere in the world and to their fundraisers. Some people gave the money because they want a copy of the broad game. People were just so scattered around the world. I like one of the designer's quote. So if you are innovative, if you want to do some business or being entrepreneurial, so don't sit in your couch and just get up and take actions. Also, set yourself some deadlines to get things done. And don't forget about the interesting factors of your project.
That's it for this week's Soundbite. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on Twitter at UW Daily Podcast.